We are up to Daf Ayin Dalar. We're talking about instances where people are believed as long as they tell us pretty much straight away. And we included also a woman in that. And we know a woman is not kosher eidus, and yet we believe when it comes to a chaya, when it comes to a midwife, and so on. Amar Nachman, Nachman says, about 8 lines on the top. Shloisha ne'emonin alapchoy. That three people believe to say, which child is the oldest? Elohein, these are they. Chaya, midwife. Aviv, the father. Imai, the mother. Chaya is only believed the altar straight away, and we had two opinions. One opinion is he can't even turn around. Imai is believed, kol shiva, all 7 days. Aviv, the father is believed, la'olam. How do you know the father is believed, la'olam? Okay, time we learned, yakirenu la'achedim. Yakid, that he can, it says in the pasuk there that the ben asnua he recognizes. So we say that what, that Yakid, he is the one who tells us, and he recognizes, and he makes everyone else recognize this. This is the pchay. Kanom Rabbi Yehuda, neman adam leimazeb bni pchay. This is my pchay. And okay, so it's a big machkir nachreinim that what's the idea of a father's belief? Is this a din in edus? And normally in edus pasul. And the chiddush of the Torah is that a father can be an aid. And the chiddush of the Torah is that this father could be an aid. In this case, the father could be an aid. So it's an aidus. Or nothing to do with aidus. Like, there's a custom that a father believes about b'chor. And the nafka meaning is, how do we understand the mother? A mother cannot be kosher l'aidus. And a chaya cannot be kosher. A woman can't be kosher l'aidus. So the passage is, So what's going on over here? If you learn that it's a din nedus, and the chiddush is that in this case we believe the father, so then the chiddush in the rabbanon here is that in this case we're going to believe the mother, we're going to believe the chaya. That tells us a whole new understanding now. That in cases where they are the most likely person to be able to give edus, while others are not really there, they have a din of edus. Nafka mina will be in a vayber shul, in a shul. If a woman comes and tells us what happened, she would be accepted as edus. Like over here. Or the divorce is no. There's a custom, nothing to do with ages. There's a custom when it comes to telling the status of a child that we believe a father. If there's a custom comes along, there's a custom, then the rabbanu come along and sort of that a custom that comes to the status of a child, because it's nothing to do with ages, will allow a woman to go. You cannot draw any parallels and say, but in other situations as well.
So if you said, for instance, the husband contracted a woman to say she went to the
One of the Rishayim uses the pasuk of Safra law to tell us that that's why she's believed. That's what the Rabbanu believes over here.
Because Safra law, it's first count.
So what's the idea of Safra law? Is it ages there? Or the Tate again gave her balabatishkeit because it's about her body? Same question. Okay. Yeah. 7 days. That's it. Once the father is able to say edus, the rabbanu no longer had to enact a special takana to allow the woman to edus. The father recognizes. It seems like in those days the father would recognize the baby after 7 days. Today it probably takes a little bit longer before he recognizes the child, but it seems the father was able to recognize.
It's his firstborn,
not her firstborn. No, it's her firstborn as well, but it doesn't make a difference. I know, but it's. But in this case, it makes no difference. The point is, first 7 days, the father won't recognize, the mother recognizes the child sort of straight away, after nursing. Just like Bulja say, he can pass his child. Everyone wonders, how long will Rabbi Yehuda come to that conclusion that you can pass the child? So maybe you can only say ages where it benefits the child, not where it hurts the child. So one nice shot that Tosfos gives is, when the father said this, if the child looks the oldest, you need a father to say edus, and the father wouldn't say edus, what would we think? Obviously, the child looks the youngest. And your father comes along and says, this child is a b'chay. What about all these older children? So what's he really saying? All my older children, they're mam's erim. They're not mine, they're my wife's or whatever it is. So we see that the father is able to pass on the child.
The oldest will not be the oldest.
Okay, but generally...
No, there's a family here. The family. Kid looks younger, and he's the oldest.
Okay, could be. Abba Shola, you cradle Shtuki Baduki. Abba Kol used to call every Shtuki, we don't know who the father, but the mother. He used to call the word Baduki. What do you mean by the word Baduki? My Baduki. Elema, does he mean to say Shaboykin? Is he my, we investigate from his mother. He met her. She says, the Kushan of Alti. And we ask her, what did you do? And she says, yes, I don't know. But this came from a Kushan man. And Menes, is Abba Shola trying to say you believe? Command. So who's Abba Shola? Following Abba Gamliel. So what do you need a Mishnah to tell you that? We already have a Machlekin Ksuba. That's what Tanina Chazi already learned. That now we learned in the Mishnah. She was pregnant. What's the value of this child? She said to them, "Each plain of a coin. This is a man and he's a coin." Rabbi Gamliel says, "I'm in a manner." She believes she has a migur. Rabbi Shua, "I'm a loyim bein a chayin." We don't trust her. So the chayin, we already have this machlekes. Rabbi Gamliel, So what do you need Abba Shaul? Yes, what do you need Abba Shaul tell you the same thing for? Chodo, everything about it. Chodo, lahach sheba. One mission to tell you, believe the mother regarding herself. And our mission here, the chodo lahach sheba. Here we're talking about the child, the status of the child. And that's the chiddush of Abba Shaul, we believe the child. Because her chazaka only goes for herself. And not for the child. Because the child has no chazaka. Freddy Gemara, we just had a machlekes there in the Gemara. Ha, nichla man, don't leave a mach sheba. Paisel be to the one who understood the Mishnah there. Not only the mother is kosher, but not the child. Fine. So therefore, our Mishnah, Abba Shaul, comes to add another layer. It's a stira. How can it be that you say the mother, yes, she does not become possible to a coin because she had a bila with somebody who was kosher to a coin, and then, but her daughter will say, oh, maybe she's no good. How can that both be? So the other one says it can be. If you believe the mother, automatically you believe the mother's cheskes kashas also carries over to the daughter. Is Abba Shaul my also shmini bezei? What's Abba Shaul adding? We don't really know from the Mishnah there. The Abba Shaul adifu min amgamil. No, he does add another layer. What's that? The imasam over there have been. I would have thought the roiv kshedin etzla. The only time that we trust her is that, for example, she's a single girl, so most of the people she would have a relation with would have been kosher to her. And most of the people in that city, they had, remember over the Gemara, they had to have two roifs. But she's a penuya, and most of the people in the city are not mamzeidim, are kosher yikuna. But if most of the people in the city are apostle, or for example, she's narusa. Then, that's what this mission come tell you. No, that even if you have a rave against her, we still trust her because she has nemonus and we trust her.
She's an arusa and she's mizana tachas baila and she has nemonus.
So with her husband. What do you think she says? She says, "I did it with my husband."
Oh, okay.
Be saying a rule which L'cheda is exactly the same rule we had in the first Mishnah, and it goes as follows: all those people who are not allowed to marry to Kal Hashem, you're not allowed to marry a Kohen Levi Yisrael, like for example a Mamzer and a Sin, Amutarin Lovi Zebe, they're allowed to marry each other, a Mamzer and a Sin, a Shtuki, a Bduki, a Sufi, a Shtuki and a Sufi, and a Ger, they're all allowed to marry each other, but a Ger is allowed to come into Kol. So a Ger would not be included in the words Kol Asurin Lovi Bekol. Rabbi Yehuda comes along in Oisa. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, not everybody who is Asa to Bekol are Mutter with each other. The Gemara will explain who Rabbi Yehuda is. Rabbi Lezer, I disagree the whole concept. I look at this. Vadai bevadai Mutter, a kosher to eat, the kosher to eat is Mutter. Vadai besveika, or a mamzer with a mamzer is Mutter, but vadai besveika. But for example, a mamzer with a shtuki, or sveikin bevadai, or a shtuki with a mamzer, or sveikin with sveikin, one shtuki with another shtuki, also, because each one's a sufi, made this as kosher, that's possible. The alien as fake is the following as fake is Shtuki, a Sufi, and then Kusi, the Gemara that Mishnah throws in, which we'll see tomorrow how that fits in there. So the Gemara, what's the Tanakhama saying? My, what's this rule that he's saying? Kol lo asurin love bekol. Anyone who's not allowed to marry a kol, a member of the kol, is what? Are allowed to marry each other. Who are we referring to? Elan, we're referring to Mamzeidim, and the Sinim, and Shtukim, and Asufim, which they're not allowed to marry kol. First of all, Hatani Leresha, we already learned in Leresha that Mamzeidim, the Sinim, Shtukim, and Asufim, Mutan, we already learned that they're all mutter to each other. Number one. Furthermore, Rabbi Yehuda, Oisa, Rabbi Yehuda, is not allowed to marry each other. Ahai, which case is he talking about? Elam, is he talking about a vade besveikin that what a shtukin not allowed to marry a mamzer? Lechay, Rabbi Lez, the one who says that. How many times do you say for Rabbi Lez, I'm a vade, vade, mutter, vade, besveikin, 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 osir? Rabbi Lez, the one who says that, vade, and safgar, osir. What's Rabbi Yehuda adding? What's Rabbi Yehuda saying? Meklal, the Rabbi Yehuda, lois, vidalei. So what in the world is Rabbi Yehuda coming to add to the Tanakhama? He's coming to ask us something, the Tanakhama. Tanakhama is matir, lovi, zeb, zeb. Rabbi Yehuda comes to ask us. What's he answering? Rabbi Yehuda said, "I gave him mamzeres." Rabbi Yehuda, we already learned yesterday, 2 days ago. Rabbi Yehuda holds that not like Rabbi Yehuda, that a gay, Rabbi Yehuda holds a gay is allowed to marry a mamzeres. Rabbi Yehuda holds no. We have an extra call to tell you that a gay is not allowed to marry mamzeres. A gay is also called a call. According to Rabbi Yehuda, a gay is also might be called a call. It cannot marry mamzeres. Hey, Bazei, what do you mean call a student? Me the gay mamzeres Tony. Do we mention here at all a gay mamzeres? That's like the Tanakh is arguing. Kol is over kol, Tani. The Tanakhama is out of all those us over kol. A gate is allowed to go in the kol. So obviously Tanakhama is not mentioning a gate. So who's up here arguing with? He says, oh, but a gate is not allowed to marry a mamzer. Who mentioned the gate? When Tanakhama said all those who are mutter love, all those who are us love over kol, he wasn't referring to a gate.
A gate is mutter.
A gate can marry a kohenis. A gate can marry a levi.
Why do you have to say that?
So what's Rabbi Yehuda saying? Who's asking? Who's he answering? What's he answering that the Tanakhama is saying? Mutter Rabbi Yehuda is asking. What are they talking about? So we have a few answers in Gemara. First answer, temple being answered with Rabbi Yehuda. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Alpha Emperor, my namesake, Rabbi Yehuda. Hachi kama. This is how you read the Mishnah. Tarakamba. When he adds the word kol ha'isurim, he's adding something. Hachi kama. We're talking about a gate in Mamzeres. Aye, a gate in Mamzeres. Where did the Tanakama mention Bechlal the gate in Mamzeres? When the Tanakama said kol ha'isurim lovi bekol, he didn't mean kahal yisrael. Then you obviously it's not talking about a gate because the gate is mutter. We're talking about kahal kuna. Kuna is his own kol. And this is what the Tanakam is saying. Kol ha'yisurin lovi b'kol kuna. All those are not allowed to marry a koyin, including who? A gay. A gay cannot marry a koyin. Cannot marry a geyidus. Are allowed to marry each other. A gay can marry a mamzeres. Comes the Gehudah says, no, a gay cannot marry a mamzeres. That's the machlekes. Kol. Well, it's an extra word. The Mishnahs are all. Brevity is the most important thing. All those who are also in which call we're referring to, kuna, mani, we're talking about giyadis. And the chidish of the Tanakhama is, we're talking about even a giyadis, a pchusim, mebas, sholish, shonim, v'yemechad. A koyin cannot marry a giyadis. A giyadis comes under the banner of zayna. Where does the Torah say a koyin can't marry a giyadis? Nowhere. But one of them is a zayna. So we say that a giyadis is a zayna. Now, lochayin, if a girl's under 3 years old, even if she was mazana, it's garnish. She has no psulim, nothing. So Rav Shimon Yochai Taka holds that a geyedus, she was born a geyedus at 1 year old, allowed to marry a kohen. However, the Chacham holds no. She has a label. Doesn't matter that she personally, because even if we know for a fact that the girl was a mezana, it makes no difference. It's the label that that whole category is called a zayna.
So in other words, if you have a geyedus with a yovus, marry each other, and then they have a child.
That's something else. That's a machlekes. That's we'll see anything more. That's a fine ches. We're thinking about if a gay and gay if the child can marry. The halach is that can marry a kohen. The machlekes will be if the father is a gay and the mother is a Yisrael, what happens to that child? You can marry a kohen or not. But that's not, yeah. Could it come from Zayn? So anyway, right, Udalaik Rab Shem, Kokom Shem Yichai, be totally mutter. Udalaik Rab Shem Yichai, so the chiddush of the Mishnah is trying, Tanakam is trying to tell you that in that even a 2 year old who cannot marry a kohen, so the chayda, And the chiddush is still she's allowed to marry a mamzer because they're not part of the kol. Gedim are not part of the kol. They can marry a mamzer even though she probably wasn't mazana or anything else. That's the Tanakhama's chiddush. Kol Rabbi says no, any ger cannot marry a mamzer because I hold gedim are part of the kol of Yisrael. Love is there, but mutol is there. Freddy Gemara. First of all, why did you decide that Al Tana does not agree with Shem Yichai? You could just as easily learn Vnukba Kibash Shal Shalim Echad. What's the relevance here if we hold like the Chachamim that even under 3 or like Shem Yichai Dafka over 3? The Kudu you're saying here is that a Giyadis cannot marry a Kohen. Okay, let's say Shem Yichai over 3, and they could marry each other. And Yehuda argues, what do you have to get involved in that Machlekes for? Says Gemara, no. Luchayev Gemara, Afil Shem Yichai. Says Gemara, it can't be because Im Kain if so Mitzida Tivra. This very rule is broken from its side. How? Because if you're going to follow Shem Yichai, what does Shem Yichai say? Dafka over 3 years old, but under 3 years old, you're allowed to marry a kohen, right? And yet under 3 years old is also allowed to marry a mamzer, according to the account, because that's part of the call. So forget, he just broke his rule. He stands a rule that anybody's also to marry a kohen, he's allowed to live with each other. Here you have a case of someone who's mutter to marry a kohen, a girl who's 2 years old, and yet she's allowed to marry a mamzer because she's not part of the call. So why would the Tanakama hold up Shem Yichai? Can't be. What about Pchusa Bashal Yemechad? She's allowed to marry a Karl Kohen. And yet the Mutala is allowed to marry. So, number one. So, therefore, it must be that under Shem Yichai. Freddy Gemara, if that's how you learn Pshad, the Klolahu, is this rule correct? So, you, Rabbi Yehuda, twisted the words of the Mishnah, and you said when the Tanakhama said that anyone who's usher to get into the call, you said you meant Kohal Kuna. Right? So, therefore, you're including again. Is mutter lovers, is that true? I'll nominate some other isurim to a kohen. For example, a grusha. A grusha is also a kohen. She'll marry a mamzeris? A mamzer? Of course not. How can the rule be the way you're learning Pshat in the Mishnah? Freddy Mod of a Kololu, is that a rule? Is that how Pshat in the Mishnah is? The chol asurim love of a kohen, I'll marry a kohen, mutter lovers, is that? What about Alman of a grusha? Alman and a grusha, or a chalala, and a zaina, Yiddish zaina. The asurim love of a kohen, none of them allowed to marry a kohen, and you can tell me they're allowed to marry a mamzer? Unheard of. They're all part of the call of Hashem. It's two different rules. The rules of a mamzer is, if you're a member of the kol, you cannot marry a mamzer. The rule of a kohen is nus, chalala, different rules. Vasuri love is ebezeh. So how can you tell me that's pshat in the Mishnah? Kasha rav Yehuda. Further question, ha mutter, what's the flip side? But if you're allowed to, anyone is allowed to marry a kohen, is also the mamzer, yeah? Ha mutter, also. What about geir? A geir, a geiress, cannot marry a gay, but a gay can marry. A kohenes can marry a gay. So a gay is mutter in the family kohal of kohenim, and yet, what do you call it? Kehenes cannot marry a mamzer.
What will her child?
And a girl could marry a mamzer.
What will this woman, the Kohenis who marries a Get Tzedek, what will her child
no different than if a Get Tzedek marries a Yisrael.
No, I'm saying a regular Yisrael. Whatever the...
you always go after the father when it comes to the status.
What's the father's status?
A Get. Like the Matadon over there. The guy didn't know where he was. Which shavu he belonged to. Vesu ha-mutter osa. You can tell me if it's mutter kohen osa. But again, she mutter kohen. Again, mutter kohen. It's mutter mamzeres. It's mutter mamzeres. Mutter, yeah. Yeah. Taisus does not learn the way we just learned, because Taisus has a problem. The reason why a ger is allowed to marry a kohenis is not because some kind of strength in the ger. It's because the kohenis, we just said before, lahuzru hatayda lahafrishim isad, they were never given this in the first place. It doesn't show the mile of a ger. It just shows the exactly. By there's no extent of good by girls. So what the, in that sense it becomes yichus. So Taisus learned the raya is if a ger marries a bas yisro, that. And according to, we have a machlekes later, but according to most, if the father's a gay and the mother's a bas yisrael, the daughter's allowed to marry a kohen. So here you have a case where the daughter's allowed to marry a kohen, and you're going to tell me that, and you're going to say it's mutter mamzeres. And according to one opinion later, Rabbi Lezman Yaakov holds that if the father's a gay and the mother's a yisrael, the child's allowed to marry mamzeres. It's considered part of the gay family. And it's no different than a gay. You're allowed to marry a mamzeres, you're allowed to marry a mamzeres. We'll see soon. We dismiss Rabbi Yehuda's pshat in the Mishnah, and we're going back. What's pshat in the Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana? Elo, Amar Rav Nosson Bar Hoshe. I'll tell you pshat in the Mishnah. Hachu Koma. This is pshat in the Mishnah. Kol shekoyin osir lisa es bita. I'm talking about the person himself. If the Kohen cannot marry this woman's daughter, or this person's daughter, if the Kohen cannot marry their daughter, then that daughter is mutter the mamzeres. Who are we talking about? If we're talking about a geir who marries a geir, both parents are geirim, then the daughter is not allowed to marry a kohen. If both parents are geirim, the daughter is not allowed to marry a kohen.
When you say
kol
shekoyin also, is it done in an example?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yeah. This opinion holds that if the father is a geir, the mother is a geir, you cannot. They could marry a kohen. But when you're not allowed to marry, they're both geirim. We're talking about the daughter. If you're not allowed to marry a kohen, there are other examples, but they're not just limited to a kohen. They're also Yisrael, like a mitzri and a daimi. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's only this. Yeah, that's right. That's what the Tanakhama is adding. So a geishim, the daughter is also to a kohen, and you follow, but the daughter is possible a kohen, and mutori loves that. Not the daughter's mutter. The father and the mother are mutter to come to mamzerim. Anyone whose daughter, so who we're talking about? We're not talking about the daughter. We're talking about the father. We're talking about the gaitis. And the rule is that anyone whose daughter is asa to kohen, they, not the daughter, the daughter is a bas yisrael, she can marry a mamzer, but they, the parents, are now able to marry a mamzer. So that's the rule. Whoever's daughter is asa to kohen. In other words, but if we are gay who married to a bas yisrael, let's say, or gay married kohen, whatever it is, their daughter is mutter to kohen. That gate is also the mam. That gate is also. Let's say he loses his wife. He can't marry mams anymore.
You're talking about the isurim which are inherently passed on, not if the daughter happens to become a grusha.
The daughter herself is a full fledged bas yisrael. She cannot marry any mamzer. Talk about the parents now.
But because the child has got a limitation that the kohen can't marry that child, therefore it goes back up a generation. So they're allowed to marry mamzer.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, if the psul of the daughter who can't marry a kohen is not inherent, it's not from the parent. Lamoshel, she became a grusha. Therefore, she can't marry a kohen. Is therefore what? All of a sudden, her father can marry a mamzer.
But the daughter.
The grusha is not from her parents.
That's what I'm saying. If it's not inherent, if it doesn't come
genetic,
hereditary, it's a created isur.
Says the Gemara. Says the Gemara. But not about Hoshia. So this is a rule that anyone whose daughter is also to a kohen, they themselves are allowed to marry a mamzer. The kol shekoyin also lisa's bitter. You make this rule that anyone who kohen can marry the daughter mutar, and they themselves, the parents, lovey zeb bezek, can marry a mamzer. Had a cholol shenosa bas yisrael. If a cholol marries a bas yisrael, what's its product? What's their daughter product? We had one opinion that learns that the Yiddish girls a mikveh tara that purifies the daughter, but we don't hold that way. Exactly, a cholol is a bas cholol. Bas cholos also the kuna, and does that mean that the chol now is allowed to marry a mamzer? a nechtige tug. Is this a rule? Cholo shenasa bas Yisrael, the chol marries a bas Yisrael. The koyin also lisa bitta, his daughter or the koyin's also. And yet vasur nam love the bazaar. And the parents, the cholo is not allowed to marry a mamzeres. Saying, but that's not a kasha, like kasha. Remember, we had an opinion of Dostoy ben Yehuda. We had before Dostoy ben Yehuda. He holds that if a koyin chol married a bas Yisrael, she's a mikveh tara, she purifies the koyin. The children are harmless and kosher, and they take our lot of marry koyin. That's why the parents can't marry mamzer. Had a cholo, okay. Okay, that's another question. What about chol shos a chalala? Everyone is made that if both parents are chalalim, the children are a chol, you're not allowed to marry a kohen. Does that mean that the parents are allowed to marry a mamzer or mamzeres? The kohen also lisa bita. According to everybody, no argument there. Says the Gemara, Vesu, the flip side is, hamutid, but if you are allowed to marry a kohen, then also you're not allowed to marry a mamzer. Nu v'hari ger shenosa bas Yisrael. If a ger marries a Yiddish girl, the koyim mutter lisa bitta. If a ger marries a girl, according to most opinions, the child is mutter to a koyin. Umutarin love is ever, but the father is a ger, and he's allowed to marry mamzeris. He's allowed to marry mamzeris. So your rules, this rule that you made up, that doesn't make sense. He's a ger, of course he's allowed to marry mamzeris. Elo Rab Nachman Amar Rabu. Third answer.
You can have a situation where the man's allowed to have two wives.
That's right, we're talking about.
You can have a Bobby twice.
And then you can marry mamzeris. You can have one family with two wives. And
that's what Rava was telling the game. I'm giving you two rules. You can either marry a kohenis, or you can marry a mamzer. Pick your choice. Whatever tablucha.
A Bobby twice.
Says the Gemara. I'm surprised that Chacham never made an Easter for a ger to marry a mamzer, because he's producing more mamzerim. And we don't want to produce more mamzerim. It says a ger is allowed to marry a bas Yisrael. You ever thought that Chacham would come along and say, even though I'm 30 lari mamzer, we don't want you to, because you have choices. Why marry a mamzer and produce more mamzerim?
Well, the mamzerim are allowed to marry each other. Right, so they're going to produce more mamzerim as well.
They have no breda. A ger has a breda. You can marry a bas Yisrael, a kohenis, anybody.
Well, we had just the other day. We're increasing their choice.
But why do I want more mamzerim? Why would the chachamim?
Nobody quite accepted Lavi B'Kalash.
We had Rav. Remember when Mori Yavamah said, after Rav was Megai, somebody said, the guy said to Rav, "No, give me your daughter." So he said, "Oi, Goli." He said, "Either go." Either go somewhere else and don't tell anybody who you are. You can marry anybody you want. Just don't tell me you're gay. Or nasib bas minuch, or marry. It was tasteless there. Or nasib bas minuch, or marry someone in your category. In other words, I was magari you, but you're not marrying my daughter. That's what Rav said. Elo, Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman said, Rav, you know what the machleik is? Tanakam and Yehuda, the whole different machleik is. They're talking about who's the what together of a mamzer. Hocha mamzer ma'achoyse. What about if we had a machleik? Rabbi Kiva said that a mamzer produced by Chayv Lavin. Then we have Yehuda B'Tamani who says that a mamzer produced by Chayv Krishna. Then we have another opinion who says that a mamzer only produced by Chayv Mrs. Bezen. So achoyse you get chorus. H is ish is Mrs. Bezen. So the machleik is there a mamzer from chorus? That's a machleik. Tanakama, so I feel a mamzer. Machoise, and I'm ever mamzer. Tanakama holds that even a chorus is also a mamzer. But Rabbi Yehuda, so Rabbi Yehuda holds no. Each and each having mamzer. Rabbi Yehuda holds only a married woman is a mamzer. A machoise lo having mamzer, but machoise is not a mamzer. They're not arguing about a gate at all. They're arguing about whether it's a mamzer for chayav kris or not. So the question is, when it says mamzer mutar in love is zeb bezeh, according to the Kama, who's mutar in love is zeb bezeh, a mamzer from incest is mutar with a mamzer from adultery. That's what he's saying. Kama Rebbe says, oise, what am I answering? I don't allow a mamzer from incest to marry a mamzer is from adultery.
So within mamzer, he has varying categories.
Exactly. Take one of my kamashim, but that's all chidush. So anyway, we learned that in Mishnah as well. Eis a mamzer had a big machlekes. What's a mamzer? Kosher below yavadi v'rabbi kibbutz holds anymore. No overlap. Shimon at the money I'm a kosher chelam. Kadosh Shemayim and was a kadosh. Halachik dvarav. The halachik like she's the money. Be sure I'm a kosher chelam. He's a bezin. Be sure I hold limited only to adultery. So what do you need our Mishnah to argue the same thing there? So go back to the question. What's going on in our Mishnah? Okay, now we have four answer number four. Elam Rava says Rava. I'll tell you what the chilik is. Ger amoini umayavi ikibenayo. Talking about a ger, back to a ger, but a ger from amoin and a ger from moyav is a difference. Now remember, a ger from amoin and moyav has never come to join the Kal Hashem if they have a son as well. But their daughters are mutar amoini v'lay amoinis. So the question is as follows. This is what we say. This is Tanakhama saying. Kol asuri love be kol. Anyone is forbidden to go a kol. Moshal amayni and so on. Amayni u gate amayni u mayavi mutarin love is ebeze. A gate from amen. A gate from mayav is allowed to marry a mamzeres. I hachi amay rabbi loyse. So why would it be the aser? Of course, a gate amayni. Any gate can marry a mamzeres. Why should a gate amayni mother be any worse? Hachakama. It's not two tanaim. It's all one mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda holds as a general rule, a ged is not allowed to marry a mamzeres, but not a ged on money mavi. Hani mili ged the role of a kol. A ged himself is a role. He's allowed to marry a Yiddish woman. So Rabbi Yehuda holds. This is Rabbi Yehuda Taka holds. A ged is not allowed to marry a mamzeres, but not the rabbanon. He holds matayda because a ged is like a kol. Remember, he had an extra kol. So therefore, a ged is allowed to marry a yid. He's not allowed to marry a mamzeres. But I am moide that a ged from Ammon and a ged from Moiv are never members of our call. They can never remember a Jew. There are a lot of my members. So it's not two tonight. No machlek is it. It's all one Rabbi Yehuda. I will get a money. Moiv. The ain't rule of a call. Loi. Taught about me learned. Finally, we have Pshat in our Mishnah. So we're talking about a ger from Ammon and Moiv. It's all one Tana. Taught about me learned. Ben teishes on yemechad. In order for a male beer to be valid, it has to be at least 9 years old and a day. So if you have a ben teishes on yemechad, ger Ammoni, whether he's a ger from Ammon or Moiv, or he's a Mitzri, or he's a Daimi, or he's a Kusi, or he's a Nasin, or he's a Chol, or he's a Mamzer, Shebo. Now the din is that if a Yiddish girl ever had a one-night stand with anyone that she's usher to marry, she can never marry a Kohen again. Doesn't make a difference if she's a Kohenis, all of you, or Bas Yisrael. She can never marry a Kohen again. So any one of these people that we just mentioned, whether it was a Ger from Ammon, a Ger from Moav, or a Mitzri, all of these people you're not allowed to marry a Yid. I'm not talking about an ordinary Yid, talking about from Ammon, Moav, or a Mitzri, or a Ndoimi, or a Kusi, or a Nasin, or a Cholo, or a Mamzer. Shebo, they had a relation with a Kohenis, or a Levi, or a Bas Yisrael. Paslua, they rendered a Pasl, she didn't marry a Kohen again. Rabbi Yosi, Amen. Rabbi Yosi, the rule as follows: Kol shezarei pasul. If she would have married a kohen, and the child that they would have produced would have been a cholol, so that when the kol shezarei pasul, anyone who that if she would have produced a child with a kohen, the child will be pasul from kahuna. Then pasul passes her. That person so she's pasul also from marriage. She becomes a cholola. But the chol, she cannot marry a kohen. We'll see what we're talking about here. The chol she ain't zare pasul, but if her child with this man would not have been pasul, then ainu pasul, she does not pasul a kohen. What's going on here? We'll see in a minute. Shimon Gamliel says the rules as follows, similar to you by making one delineation. Kol she'ata noisi bite, if the daughter, not the son, if the daughter is permitted to marry a member of Klal Yisrael or to a kohen, ata noisi almanase. If this guy's daughter is able to marry a kohen, then this guy's wife is also able to marry a kohen. We don't look at the children, we look at the daughter. But if he cannot marry his daughter, then he has to know him, he can't marry his widow. They're both saying about a child, that if the child is able to marry a kohen, then the mother is kosher. What's going on here? Think what it says. So first of all, the Tanakama. The Tanakama said that all those people passel, all of these psulim, they passel the woman for marrying a kohen. That's the Tanakama. Comes along Rabbi Yosi and he adds that if there would have been a child and the child would be passel to the kohen, then she's passel. What's Rabbi Yosi and Tanakama arguing about? Says Gemara, Ma'ika ben Tanakama ben Rabbi Yosi. Omer Rabbi Yechon Chilik is a mitzri sheni ike benaya. Mitzri sheni is not allowed to marry into Yishuv Holkos Dor Shlishi Yavehena. So she nah. But the child is 100% kosher. So Rabbi Yosi says, if a mitzri sheni marries this Yiddish, or has one night relationship with this girl, if they would have been married, their child would have been mutter to a kohen because he's a full Yisrael. So she's not possible either, even though she had a one night stand with a mitzri sheni. But according to Tanakama, I don't look at the children. I look at the fact is this person usher to you? Usher. So you can no longer marry a kohen. That's the nafkamim between Rabbi Yosi and Tanakama. Omer Rabbi Yechon, mitzri sheni ike benayu. Where do we learn this whole concept of from a kohen gadol? We learn from there the idea that it says a chalal like twice. When you marry someone you shouldn't be marrying, you're mechalal. The woman becomes mechalala and the child becomes chalala. So we learn from almana to kohen gadol. Because it's layachal, says layachalil. So the Tanakama, holds ki koyin gadol ke amana. We compare to what do we say? But koyin gadol amana, the child also chalol. So and the mother. So let's compare it completely to the ma koyin gadol ba amana should be yosevei. What's the main of the focus here? That they shouldn't be living together. Koyin gadol shouldn't be living with amana. And then so the same thing here. Upoisel bo, now she can no longer marry any koyin. Av kol should be yosevei aveda poisel. So any aveda, a mitzi sheni with a woman, she is now possible to. She cannot marry a kohen. I, the child, produces a mikasha, it's irrelevant. We look at a Monica and God, we look at them themselves at that level. Comes along that BAC holds, no, got to go one more step. So he holds, let's look at, keep going, I agree, let's look at the Kohen Gadol Almana, but what's the product of that union? The child, taka, becomes a chalala. Ma Kohen Gadol Almana, shazari posel, the child itself is posel. U posel, and the mother now is posel. Av kol shazari posel posel. When do we say the mother is becomes a chalala? If they were to produce a child from that union, the child would be posel. But a mitzisheni with her, that child would have been kosher to go to kol. Then she does not become a chalala and she's mutter married kohen. La fuki mitzisheni she ain't zayde pasul. The Amar Kras said the pasuk, "Boni mashivodu lehem don shlishi three reishis yavi lehem bekalosh and come back." Rashbag, Rashbag. Now, what's the third opinion, Rashbag? Rashbag said, "Don't look at the children, look at the daughter." What's he saying? Rashbag, kol sha'atanai said, "Bita." If the daughter is permitted, he's going to go a step further. Not only the mitzisheni, he's going to talk about a geit amon emayev as well. A geit amon emayev, only the sons that they produce are also lovey bekal. But what about the daughters they produce? I'm mutter to go have a bekal because I'm mayev and I'm mayenis. So if a geir from amon emayev has a relationship with this woman, I hold that she's not become a chalala. Because a child, if it would have been a daughter, that daughter would have been kosher to kohuna. What's he adding? Again, Abiyasi holds. Let's look at the child is puzzled. So anyone with a child is puzzled. Look over here. Also, get amoin. The son is usher. Therefore, the mother is no good. She's a kalala now. Ki kohen gadol gamon, ma kohen gadol bamon, shazari posel upaisel. Posel is the mother. Av kol shazari posel upaisel. Comes the Rishbag and says, no, ki kohen gadol bamon, all the children are posel. Ma kohen gadol bamon, shakol zari posel. I don't give a son or a daughter, they're always posel. Therefore, the mother's in a chalala. Av kol shazari posel, feel the kavis. La fuke gate amoini meovi, but a gate from amon amoyev, then the kavis have it, their girls, chaydis. Love it, bekol. Because I'm a ma, we learned, in Gemara Brachas, amoini, veloy amoinis. And my avi, veloy my avis. You know, this is how to connect.